Federal chief information officers might be grounded after House lawmakers give them their first federal IT Acquisition Reform Act report cards. That happens tomorrow. The House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on IT is going to release its FITARA scorecard during a hearing, and the news isn't so good. Congressman Will Hurd chairs that committee. He gives executive editor Jason Miller an exclusive preview of that FITARA scorecard.
That's an important aspect to make sure that all of the 24 CFO agencies recognize that, you know, Congress is going to do their, you know, their oversight role, and to make sure the agencies are not ignoring the law. And we want to make sure that we make that clear. And the hearing on Wednesday is the first step in that direction.
Now, those scorecards, we've been hearing a lot about them over the last few months. Give me a sense of what they're going to look like. Talk broadly what they'll address. And then I want to get into the metrics as well.
FITARA really had seven areas, you know, with specific requirements on how agencies should be looking at their IT infrastructure. And in our scorecard, we're starting with four of those areas. The first one is the agency CIO authority enhancements, right? One of the key pieces of FITARA is making sure the CIOs have the power they need in order to do their job. And one of those is signing off on all of the IT spend for that agency. And the FITARA said, listen, in your IT budgets, when you're doing these major projects, you should be doing incremental development. That's making sure there's deliverables every 6 months. And so we are measuring this incremental development. And this, what's interesting about these score and this scorecard is it uses all the information provided by the agencies. You know, and so they have to submit information on how many projects that are they have, how many are delivering deliverables within the 6 month time period. So we're using the data they're already providing in order to set the scorecard. The other area is the IT portfolio review savings. So there's a thing called portfolio stat, which every agency is supposed to be using to have to show all of their IT systems, and it's supposed to be used in order to reduce duplicative systems. And we base that off of, this is one grading that we have, it's based on a baseline, and saying, you know, this is the agency that's doing the best, and then everybody else is graded on a curve on how much savings they're realizing from reducing duplicative efforts. The third area that we're looking at is the federal data center consolidation. This is pretty straightforward. Every agency says, you know, we can realize this much savings by consolidating our data centers, and then we are using their number on how they've achieved that number, right? So if you said I can achieve $5 billion and you've only achieved $1 billion, we grade you based on that. And the fourth area is risk assessment. And this is every project that an agency has, they're supposed to assess the risk of achieving the deadline of that project and not going over budget, right? And so, again, this is one of those areas where the agencies are providing this information through an IT dashboard for OMB. So those are the four areas. Each one of those areas, they're getting a letter grade, and the letter grade on each one of those four areas is aggregated into an overall score for that agency. I'm going to ask you a question. How many A's do you think have come out of this process?
Across all four of those areas? I would guess no more than three.
Zero.
Zero A's.
Zero A's. So one, I'm not surprised, but this is something where I'm sure we are going to get a lot of questions from these agencies about the numbers. But the best part about all of this is we're using the data that these agencies are providing themselves. And so, you know, the first step is you really want to evaluate something. You got to have metrics, and then you got to have the right information to evaluate those metrics. And that's something that we're doing in this scorecard.
As you said at the beginning, FITARA included several different requirements, seven areas. You picked four. Why those four?
They're measurable because there's already data out there GAO is already doing a number of reports and investigations on those four areas. So that gave us the best, we're going to be able to have the data to look at in order to make these assessments. And they're four important parts of the system. And as we grow and as we have this, you know, we're going to look to include the other elements of Fatara.
Did you guys partner with GAO on this, or is GAO coming up with their own scorecard as well?
So GAO definitely had input on this process, and they're the ones that have the access to all the underlying data and doing the analysis. So they are a partner in this, but a lot of the decisions on how we were going to implement this was done by the committee.
When you talk to agencies and you present them the grades, what are some general trends that we're going to see on Wednesday? You said no A's, that's one trend. Are there a lot of F's, or are there a lot of D's? Or, you know, if this was your kid, would you be grounding them from video games?
I think when you see all the 24 agencies that we looked at, I don't think anybody who follows this is going to be surprised, but there's a lot of D's and a lot of F's, which means there's significant room for improvement. And one thing that we're going to see is we need to improve the data that they're providing on these issues, and that some of the areas that are particularly bad is in the area of data center consolidation. You know, for me, this is one of those things where we can realize savings pretty quickly, and most of the agencies are failing in this area to realize significant savings from their data center consolidation.
You had said a couple months ago, I think I covered a speech you had given at an event, that saying we're going to be meeting with a lot of different agencies, and you're going to meet with every one of them over the course of this. Has those meetings already started?
No, this will be the kickoff. Now that we have the scorecard and we have a way to measure it, you know, these are the conversations that we'll be having with these agencies, and it's going to start with transportation and them on this Wednesday. And, you know, the good thing is a lot of this information can be updated monthly because the infrastructure is there for the agencies to do this. And I stress that we are using the agency's information that they have submitted to OMB or GAO. And what's interesting in this whole exercise, we've learned in some areas, they're submitting different numbers to the GAO and OMB. So one of the questions is why is that kind of behavior happening?
One of the things about the progress so far is the keep this going, the accountability piece. How often do you expect the scorecard to be updated? Is it monthly? Is it quarterly? And then do you already have plans for other hearings in the works, meaning here's three agencies, GAO and OMB, you know, maybe, you know, February you'll have three other agencies, OMB again, GAO. What's the plan for accountability and oversight?
So we'll be updating this quarterly, but again, each agency has the opportunity to update their information that we use to make these scores on a month. They can do that on a monthly basis, and the plan is to bring people in as often as we can, in order to talk about where they're going and why they may not be achieving that. And the other thing is, we also want to highlight some of the agencies that are doing a good job. You know, some of the agencies that may have, you know, done the best when it comes to data center consolidation. So that's an important part of this as well. Is, you know, I think there's going to be some best practices, and ultimately, I think through this process, you know, we might be able to help Tony Scott and OMB in, you know, learning how some agencies are doing a better job and how that can be some standards to be using across all 24 agencies.
What are your biggest concerns around Fatara?
Some of these agencies are seeking exemptions from portions of the law. I remain concerned with the quality of the plans that agencies are submitting to OMB on how they're going to implement Fatara. There have been many media reports that some plans have been rejected and submitted back to agencies multiple times. And in the future, we're hoping our scorecards incorporate these plans. This is a critical issue to make sure that we're protecting government information and infrastructure. And we got to be able to do the basics well. And the scorecard is designed to make sure agencies realize they're going to be held accountable for the things they say that they're supposed to be doing, and they're going to be held accountable for implementing the laws that are passed.
You talk about the exemption. We know Energy Department labs have looked at an exemption. I've heard NIH potentially is looking for an exemption. Are there others who potentially are looking for an exemption too?
You know, I can't confirm or deny any of those, which one those are, but I can't think of any cases in which a agency should be exempted from this law. You know, you're going to follow best practices or you're not. And, you know, you're going to give your CIO the authority to make decisions on your IT infrastructure or you're not. You know, if you're not using some of your data centers, then you shouldn't be wasting those resources, right? So to me, the exemptions, I don't see any reason why there should be an exemption.
And then the other piece of this you talked about was you talked about a little bit of concern about the quality of the plans. Have you had a chance to look at some of the plans or all of the plans from those 24 CFO Act agencies?
The first step is a binary decision. Have you submitted a plan or have you not submitted a plan? And then the next step is evaluating how good those plans are. And guess what? Implementing this legislation across some of these very complex entities is not easy, and I recognize that. But if we don't start holding people accountable and having them, you know, understand and have a strategy on how they're going to achieve these things, then we're never